You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to you by Liars? Question mark? With a Y?
Liars. All the way from Australia. And also coming in with the Liars this evening is Sam from Hancock's.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Not bad, actually. I'm going to upgrade it to good. I'm good.
That's what we like to
hear. I am good. I'm standing up now. Somebody just tried to call and they pulled out. They obviously know Cocktail Corner started. It's more of a listening segment.
Wise move.
Sam, what's going on?
Well, you know, we're getting there. I believe it's the month of July, which often leads to a certain other word called dry July. So, you know, why not? What's more fitting than putting some non-alcoholic spirits and making some cocktails tonight?
Fair enough. Do we know what the stats are on, like, participation for Dry July? Are people into this?
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot on that one.
Is it a thing?
I think it is a thing. You know, you get halfway through the year, you know, you've kind of pushed yourself, pushed the boat out through summer, you get through the half year, I don't know.
Do you reckon people are drinking a lot in lockdown?
Probably, yeah.
Yes.
Getting nods all around.
Yeah. Okay.
That was kind of a jury.
I'll speak for myself through this one, definitely.
Definitely. I mean, you know, if you're stuck at home, there was a lot of alcohol being consumed over lockdown. Well, it was the one thing that people treated
themselves.
That's
the most serious you've ever sounded
at. What a way to fight boredom.
Yeah.
Or be constructive.
Also, you don't need to drive, so you
exactly.
You've got to kind of you got to put.
In
that
fact, they were telling you not to.
Now, Liars, a new addition to sort of my spirit or non-spirit world.
So when it comes to alcohol removed, anything really as well. So there's kind of different ways to do it. You know, you would have seen alcohol removed wine out there. You would have seen alcohol removed beer, which is becoming more and more on the market. But with spirits, it's kind of a real subtle art to it. With Liars, for example, what they did is they basically hired a professional professional flavor hunter. Let's just call it that from the Netherlands.
It's definitely not what it's called. But okay, carry on.
And let's not be technical. But basically, let's just call this professional flavor hunter. Liars went to the guy and he's like, look, we want to find all these perfect flavors to make these perfect liqueurs and spirits. Can you help us out?
I'm a flavor hunter, of course I can.
And to be honest, let's just put it into context. For example, American whiskey, bourbon. First flavor you get from that is vanilla. But what kind of vanilla?
Molasses. Good,
apparently, there's like 47 different types of vanilla that have different flavors.
Yum, actually, I love vanilla.
What is just sort of buzzing me out is I have never seen non-alcoholic vermouth or non-alcoholic triple sec.
So wait, is this it's made and then alcohol's taken out of it? Or is it just made in this way with no alcohol?
No, this is the Liars spirits are just made in this way without alcohol. So a lot of other products, they actually have the alcohol removed.
I had some alcohol removed wine the other night.
So that they remove the alcohol from.
Mm.
So called reverse osmosis.
I was going to say the word osmosis as well. It's a real, that fucking UV light thing.
There's a lot of eyebrows being raised. Yes.
So when it comes to vermouth, of course, so, you know, you've got your typical vermouth kind of and flavor profile. So it's just kind of using those flavors from our, you know, professional flavor hunter to basically mimic it. And the beautiful thing about Liars is that the whole thing about alcohol, which, you know, I think we all agree on, is that you really want the heat, you know. When you have a sip of any kind of alcohol.
I thought you were going to say you get a buzz on.
Oh, all that. But good luck with this.
I was wondering how you're going to make that work, yeah.
We won't go into we'll go on to that one off here. But basically, it's all about kind of creating the heat and the sensation of actually drinking something alcoholic. And what they do is they use different kinds of peppers.
The burn.
So essentially, they use some types of chili, some types of peppers, and it's just giving that perfect kind of balance of, a little bit of burn in the back of the throat, and just giving that all around.
John's checking it on the nose now.
The thing is, both of these
are you
smell
blowing out
delicious.
Or sniffing in? It sounded like you're blowing out. Oh. Okay, cool. Just checking. How's the flow? One nostril's out of commission at the moment.
So what kind of scent are we getting off there, Johnny?
Someone's on their fifth Dry July, by the way.
Congratulations.
They're
well
not into the fundraising. They're not about the hype. They're just taking care of the old body.
Both of them have got quite a strong sort of citrusy element on the nose. Sorry to sniff, listeners. Sorry.
Just apologise if you're not sniffy. Going the other way, we've got an issue big time.
And so, that's basically kind of what we're going to run through today. And then what we're going to run through today is, I don't know, have you guys had Negronis before? Everyone's had Negronis.
Yes, yes, I have. Yeah, I know exactly what
In terms of cocktail trends, you know, I kind of like, you know, was it 20 years ago, it was at the Cosmopolitan. It's like someone watched Sex and the City and was like, I love Cosmos. Mm. And then it was the Mojito. And now it's Espresso Martinis. And you know what? I reckon next is going to be the Negroni.
Okay.
So we're not going to make a full-on Negroni today. All right. We're going to make an Americano. So an Americano is pretty similar. It's just basically a Negroni without the gin.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to mix it up a little bit. So we've got 30 mils.
You've brought like lopped off wine glasses.
We've got to keep it classy, you know?
No, I like it.
30 mils of Liars.
The 30 mils of the Liars Vermouth.
Vermouth, yeah.
I'm going to probably smell this now as well. Yeah, after he's poured it into the caps.
Yeah, and putting another 30 mils.
It's got a little zang to it, eh?
30 mils Liars Triple Sec.
So basically equal measures of both of them.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't put ice in it so far because there's a little bit of method to my madness.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is you kind of want to chill down.
A coffee mug.
Pretty much.
What? Really?
No, not quite. But you want to chill down the glasses and you want to chill down the liquid before you kind of top it up fully with ice.
Swirl it in there with some ice.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of be a little bit crazy. I'm going to put
a splash
of lemon. Citrus is key with these two ingredients.
Mm.
So I started with a splash of lemon, give them a swirl, chill it down a little with a little bit of ice. And so you're basically combining both of them.
This is the mixing part. Drop another dollop of ice in there. Skadoosh.
And then basically top it off with as much ice as you have.
Mm.
Potentially could have been a little bit more, but hey, we'll, you know.
Limited ice up here at BFM.
What I've learned about ice is you kind of can't go too far.
And then now we're going to put a little bit of red to orange. And so Triple Sec, of course, what's the main flavour in Triple Sec?
Say orange.
Orange.
Ah, there we go.
I should say that a bit quieter, so.
Yeah, orange.
And so from that, we're just going to top it up with a little bit of East Imperial tonic water.
Ooh.
Cute little bottle.
This stuff is so good, man. A quality mixer goes a long way, guys.
And so traditionally with a full-strength Americano, you'd probably use red vermouth.
Mm.
And give it quite a cool little tinge, maybe a little bit sweeter, but in this case,
yeah,
I think.
The grain is supposed to be like kind of red.
Yeah, so you get that from Campari and sweet vermouth, but in this case, we're just going to use one of the lighter vermouths.
Super fun. I feel like this is going to be tennis, yeah.
It definitely has got that vermouth. Dang.
What if you do get drunk when you drink this? What's something going on?
I'm pretty sure there's a legal battle that might make him up from that.
The oranges are bad.
And so, yeah, basically you've got a real well balance, you know, in the middle of winter, it's a harder drink for the middle of winter, but, you know, sit on the deck when it's a little bit warmer days.
Mm.
The thing is, sometimes I find a Negroni a bit punchy.
What about this?
Because it's so boozy.
What about this? Going forward and, like, merging this into society, wasn't a smart idea to go, like, alcoholic drink and then maybe one of these and then an alcoholic drink and then you just kind of can keep cruising.
And then you're included.
Hard. Yeah. You're including everyone as well.
Did you and Gwilym compare notes? Did you know that he'd done espresso tini last week and you were going to come in and do a Negroni?
No, I didn't.
I mean, I don't want to start some sort of competition, but I think this Negroni is.
Go, we say it. We can erase it from the log.
Better than espresso tini. This is like
Gwilym. I know it's your birthday, mate, but I'm going to take that one. But this is the perfect example, just quickly on a Negroni. So this is, as you're saying, Johnny, you find a Negroni quite punchy.
Yeah.
My perfect way to avoid that is to have an Americano because it's less punchy, it's refreshing, and you're not going to be in a wheelbarrow out the door after having a couple.
Mm.
How many different types of Liars are there?
I think there's actually, to be honest, off the top of my head, I think there's about like 35. Lots of flavors. They've spent years and years just developing these perfect products and just creating any type of, liqueur or alcohol, non-alcoholic spirit you can as well. So
this has got the mouth feel that you get from a Negroni.
What are you reading off? Are you reading off something?
It's buzzing me out, man.
Just reading off my, facial expression.
Mm.
I find that it has lip travel. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So it's perfect for dry July.
Yeah, it's great. Wow.
Don't be left out, guys.
Still standing up. That's the difference. Yeah. Mm. That's the real difference.
That's the thing. Don't be left out. You can have your awesome drinks without having the, other compound that goes towards it.
Where can we find Liars? Just quickly before you.
So Liars available
at the shop. Down at the shop, John.
Liars available at all Glengarry stores. Countdown's got a pretty good range of them also. More and more getting...
Farrow
as well, yes.
Yeah.
Just getting more and more, readily out there as well. So keep your eyes peeled and, make yourself some little alcohol-removed cocktails at home.
Mm-hmm.
Kia ora, Sam. Kia ora, Liars.
Thanks, team.
Toodles.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.